Hare Krishna. Question from Kirti Nitai Prabhu. When the Bhagavatam is focused on worship of Krishna, why is the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya talked about repeatedly in the Bhagavatam? It comes in the first canto, it comes in the fourth canto when Dhruva Maharaj is instructed by Narada. And we know that within the sequence of expansions, Vasudev is one of the Chaturvyuha, Vasudev Sankarshan Pradyumna Aniruddha. So is the Bhagavatam recommending the worship of that Vasudev? And we also know that there was a Vasudev Krishna and there was a Vrindavan Krishna. So the Vrindavan Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, as Vasudev Krishna leaves Vrindavan. So is the Bhagavatam's Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya referring to that Vasudev Krishna or to the Vasudev of the Sankarshan, of the Chaturvyuha? Answer: no. In the Bhagavatam, Vasudev is used simply as a name to refer to the Supreme Lord. We have to understand that words have their technical meanings and words have their general meanings. And these two meanings are often quite different. For example, if a scientist is doing an experiment in the laboratory, and at that time the scientist tells his assistant, "Oh, we have run out of energy." Now that will probably mean that, okay, they are doing some experiment with the battery charge and the battery has gone off, or some other electricity or some other source of energy, they have got exhausted. And say the scientist comes back home and tells his wife, "You know, I have run out of energy. I have no energy." Now here, he is not using energy in a scientific sense. He is using in a general sense. He says, "I am exhausted." So there is a technical meaning of the word energy as a scientific concept, and there is a general meaning of the word energy as the strength that we have. Similarly, words, even in the scriptural context, have technical and general meanings. So the word Vasudev, in a general sense, is simply an address to the Supreme Lord. In fact, in the Mahabharata, far more than the word Krishna, that is the word Vasudev that is used to refer to Krishna. So Vasudev is a generic reference to the Absolute Truth, specifically to Krishna in the Mahabharata. But Vasudev is a name for God. Just as there is Krishna, there is Madhava, there is Govinda. Similarly, there is Vasudev. And so in the general sense, to refer to that Absolute Truth, to refer to the Supreme Person, the word Vasudev is used. The word Vasudev etymologically means at one level it means the son of Vasudev, who is Vasudev, and another level it means one who is all pervading. So either way, it refers to the Supreme Lord. Now this is the general meaning of the word. Now within the Chaturvyuha philosophy, we understand that there is within the broad bhakti texts also, there are various conceptions, and within those conceptions, the terminology that is used may not always be applicable outside those conceptions. So Chaturvyuha is a particular conception within the bhakti philosophy which explains the expansion of the Lord at the spiritual level. So within that conception, one of the expansions, Vasudev Sankarshan Pradyumna Aniruddha, one of those Chaturvyuha, one of them is Vasudev. So this is one technical meaning of the word Vasudev, that is as Chaturvyuha, as one of the expansions within the Chaturvyuha. Now, if the Bhagavatam is talking about about the Chaturvyuha, then within that, while other names are also coming, Pradyumna Aniruddha coming, and then Vasudev is coming, then we can understand that this is referring to that Vasudev, who is a member of Chaturvyuha. But if generically, say, if it's a mantra being invoked, like the start of the Bhagavatam is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, then that is not referring to, that is not a technical reference to the Supreme. It is a general reference to the Supreme. Similarly, now, the differentiation between Vrindavan Krishna and Vasudev Krishna, this is a realization of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Of course, he bases it on the Bhagavatam, but it is not explicitly mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So that differentiation of, say, Vrindavan Krishna as one who never leaves Vrindavan, and then the expansion of Krishna who leaves Vrindavan is Vasudev Krishna, that differentiation is a Gaudiya Vaishnava insight. And the Bhagavatam's reference to the terms Vasudev usually does not refer directly to the, to an insight that is not present within the Bhagavatam speeches. So when the Bhagavatam uses the word Vasudeva, at that time it is referring primarily to the Supreme Lord in a general sense. And in technical context, so it is not that even Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, when he is commenting on the Bhagavatam, he tries to connect any and every reference to Bhagavatam in the Vasudev to the Vasudev Krishna expansion. No, he doesn't, because he understands also that Vasudev is often a generic reference to the absolute truth. So we should, by knowing the difference between the technical and the general meanings of the term Vasudev, we can avoid the confusion. The Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudev, we can understand it is a generic obeisance and invocation of the absolute truth who is addressed here by the name Vasudev. Thank you. Hare Krishna.